I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, it's State of State. We got your Nittany Line update. It's a football discussion with Tom and Justin, so kick back and press play.
With former Penn State and NFL defensive back Justin King, I'm Tom Hanifin. This is State of State. This podcast is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, plus all the top fights in MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of over 150 slots games. Head to betonline.ag today to get in on the action. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. State of State is presented by BetOnline. The game starts here. State of State is a proud supporter of Blue White Outfitters. Blue White Outfitters was created as a retail shop meant to highlight the confidence, competitiveness, and fearlessness of the elite athletes found throughout the history of Penn State University. Check out their Lockdown U and Lawn Boys merchandise today. All sales from Blue White Outfitters directly benefit Penn State student athletes. Visit www.bluewhiteoutfitters.com today.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to State of State. I guess you would call this the proverbial emergency podcast, but I guess there's no emergency necessarily. Penn State has a whiteout game named officially for 2024. It'll be Penn State versus Washington at home at Beaver Stadium on Saturday, November 9th. Now, this is finally officially announced via GoPSUSports.com, and we have a chance to finally dissect this as well as all the other themes for the remainder of the year. And of course, everybody wanted it to be Ohio State. We have gone through the litany of reasons of why, unfortunately, it is not the Ohio State game, but it's a better option than some of the other options that were out there. Like, comment, subscribe, rate us, turn on notifications. We thank you so much. Hop in the comment section on YouTube and get at us on social media at State of State Pod. So this has been a discussion point for a while now. Normally, this is announced much earlier in the year, and Penn State has been going back and forth with the television networks trying to figure out what's the best solution. Penn State obviously wanted to have the whiteout game at night against its best possible home opponent. No disrespect to anybody else on the schedule, but that was always going to be Ohio State, and the Buckeyes are considered to be the best team in college football going into the season. Will they still be that way at the end of the year? Who knows? But this is being hyped up as a fantastic Ohio State football team. It's just not going to work out that way. We've talked about it plenty of times here on this podcast, is that Fox Sports is more than likely going to pick up that game for Big Noon Kickoff. They like to take their biggest game of the week, put it right after Big Noon Kickoff at 12 p.m. Eastern, and really get the most revenue, get the most ratings, get the most eyeballs on that. So what do you do with the whiteout game? There have been a lot of discussion of, well, would this be the Illinois game? Would this be the UCLA game? Also, listen, and again, it's no disrespect to these opponents. I've been on the record here on this show that I think UCLA is going to be an unknown going into this year because they've had so many changes in regards to head coach, coaching staff altogether, personnel. You just don't know what you're getting necessarily. I hope it's a competitive game, but in terms of the biggest game you could possibly have on your schedule, UCLA falls a little bit short. Illinois falls a little bit short in that respect. I also think Illinois is going to be a challenge, but at the same time, Penn State should handle both Illinois and UCLA at home earlier on in the year. So everybody was circling November 2nd, Penn State versus Ohio State. And for the reasons I just mentioned, it just seemed as if that was just never going to happen. Let me go through the themes that have been announced, just so everybody's aware for the remainder of the year, so you know what to do for all these games this year. September 7th against Bowling Green. That's going to be at noon on Big Noon Kickoff. That's going to be the Thon game. So the branding for that is 107,000 family reunion, 107K family reunion, exactly. September 21st is Kent State Time and Network TBD, and that is going to be Military Appreciation Day. Very, very nice. September 28th, Illinois. That is going to be at 3:30 or 4 or 7:30 p.m. So just keep an eye on that. I don't even know why you post that many possible times. Like, just put TBA. Anyway, Network is also TBD. That is going to be Homecoming. UCLA on October 5th, Time and Network TBD. That will be the Penn State Stripe Out. So not to confuse that, because there's the helmet strike game and the stripe out. The stripe out is where every other section has a different stripe color, blue and white. The stripe out, the helmet stripe out, excuse me, is the entire stadium for the most part in white, and then one singular blue stripe, much like Penn State's helmet, running from east to west. So just not to confuse that for anybody. So October 5th, UCLA will be the Penn State stripe out. November 2nd against Ohio State. Time and Network are TBD, but Time and Network will more than likely be 12 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Very good chance that both these teams are undefeated going into this game. That is going to be the helmet stripe game. This has been talked about before, and I believe it was maybe last year against Michigan that it was described as, quote, a sneaky whiteout, because you're trying to do the whiteout multiple times a year, but it's like, oh, okay, is this... This is basically a whiteout, but this is also more than likely going to be a noon kickoff. So you just can't get everything that you want, like, exactly perfect for Penn State's whiteout conditions. You would like this to be a night game, and you'd like to be it against Ohio State, but more than likely it's going to be at noon. So what do? You do the helmet stripe out, sneaky whiteout. And then on November 9th against Washington, again, Time and Network TBD, this will be the whiteout game. There's a stronger chance that this game gets bumped to a night game. So I think that's what Penn State is banking on, is that, yes, you'll have had Fox pick up potentially Ohio State and Penn State the week before. Somebody, if they are both undefeated, somebody's O has got to go. So all of a sudden, that game against Washington might become a little bit less desirable altogether. Still a fantastic game altogether. We still really don't know what Washington is going to be after the mass exodus following the national championship game appearance for the Huskies last year. A lot of guys going into the NFL draft, Michael Penix Jr., Rome Odunze, the list goes on. And also Kalen DeBoer heading off to Alabama and bringing a lot of his staff and personnel with him. So we're not entirely sure what Washington's going to be this year under Jed Fish, but still should be competitive, has been able to recruit consistently for a long time. This will still be a competitive game. And as I've said here on this show many times, is that now with the 12-team college football playoff, December and January become much, much more critical. So even if Penn State, for instance, were to lose to Ohio State the week before, the pressure for that Washington game is still going to be significant. So to have that little extra added advantage of Penn State getting a whiteout game against Washington the week after a possible loss to Ohio State. I don't want to be all doom and gloom about this. I would love it if Penn State pulled it out against Ohio State. And then, bam, you get a whiteout against Washington. You keep the momentum rolling. I don't mean to be a doubter, but just being realistic and reasonable. Okay. The Washington game, I think that sets you up for success for the rest of the year. You're followed by two road games after that, and then you finish the year at home November 30th for Maryland. That is going to be senior day, of course. Time and network still TBD. So those are all the themes that have been announced for the 2024 season for Penn State. And it's just, I think ultimately this is the best of a bad situation. I have explained it in just about every possible way that I can, in that this, unfortunately, because of the quote unquote scheduling draft that you see between Fox, CBS, and NBC, and the trickle down effect to ESPN and the Big Ten Network, so on and so forth, is that the game against Ohio State was always going to be highly coveted, which is a wonderful thing. That means Penn State's doing something right, obviously. And that opportunity against Ohio State is significant because, again, I've been on the record saying that I do believe this team has the capability to be undefeated against Ohio State entering that game. Will they be after the facts? We got to wait and see what this team is going to be on the field. But ultimately, I really do think this is a pretty good outcome, all things considered. There was a tweet I saw from Zach Sako, our friend here on the show, is hopped on, host of the Locked On Nittany Lions podcast. There's so many people that have weighed in on this discussion. But Zach saying, quote, Penn State was smart and made the correct choices given the circumstances. The Ohio State game will be the, quote, helmet stripe. If NBC gets it and makes it a nighttime kickoff, then you essentially have back-to-back whiteouts with Washington the following week. If Fox happens to put the Ohio State game at noon, then fine. Since the networks can't be straightforward with Penn State, this is how it has to be. Those are the words from Zach Sako from Locked On Nittany Lions podcast. I completely agree with what Zach said, because yes, if for some reason Fox doesn't pick up a game between two potential undefeated teams at noon Eastern to follow big noon kickoff, then yeah, you have yourself your sneaky whiteout on NBC, potentially at night, two undefeated teams. And if there's a stripe down the middle, who really cares? It's going to be virtually the same thing. And the environment will be fantastic. And I do want to look at this in the best case scenario humanly possible. If Penn State somehow was able to beat Ohio State, and you do, for instance, get back-to-back whiteout games, and if they do somehow also manage to line up to be back-to-back night games, that home field advantage is spectacular. And it's also a magnificent sign for Penn State football, because we've talked about it so much on this podcast, of the money that's been put into Beaver Stadium for the renovations, trying to winterize Beaver Stadium so that it can withstand the temperatures in December and January. And that's not just for football, something that Pat Kraft and James Franklin have talked about, using Beaver Stadium more than 7 days a year. So in order to have that thing ready for potential college football playoff games, this is part of that necessity. But then also it's like, hey, some extra creature comforts for all of us that in November are going to be seeing some of the biggest games that Penn State has, potentially at night, potentially in a whiteout. Who knows what the weather conditions are going to be. I just think this is, again, like Zach said, this is the best out of a bad situation. In order for Penn State to really gain complete control of the whiteout game, I'm not entirely certain what it's going to take. I've been on the record saying that the collective bargaining agreement that's in place right now, I believe, expires at the end of 2029. So there's some time here. And if anything, as James Franklin has said, holding up the announcement of these themes for every game, there's a trickle-down effect for multiple departments on campus and other elements of the athletics department altogether, because the entire university participates in these themes, not just for game day itself, but the week leading up to, and a lot of different events splinter off of this. So to finally get this announced and figured out is important for Penn State football. But this is a really nice thing to have in your schedule, in the meat of your schedule. And I've talked about it. There is a gauntlet run that is going to get started for Penn State the second that Big Ten play gets underway. I know a lot of fans might not think that's really the case. It's like Illinois and UCLA. What are you talking about? It's like, Yeah, but then you go on the road against USC. You get a bye week in there, which is really nice in October. You got to go on the road against Wisconsin. Then you're home against Ohio State. Then you're home against Wisconsin, which back to back, not an easy draw for any team in the country altogether, regardless of what Washington may or may not be. And again, so much has to play out. Is Ohio State for real? All the hype that's been built up around them, people like Urban Meyer have said that this is potentially the greatest team ever assembled. Is that way too much to be said? I think it might be. But at the same time, is it the best team in college football entering 2024? That might be an easy argument to make. Will they be undefeated by the time they play Penn State? Likely. I think this is a really good thing for Penn State. I love that we're finally getting this news. Yes, it's in mid-July, but at least considering everything that is going on right now with college football, been a relatively quiet offseason. And yes, we are getting EA college football. All of us gamers finally have that back in our lives. So it's like this little fix, and then we'll get training camp here very soon. And there's finally some structure to this season coming down the pike. So I'm very excited about this. I'm very curious to hear what all you guys have to say in the comments section. I know. Everybody wanted this to be Ohio State. But again, you could have shot that shot against Illinois. You could have shot that shot against UCLA, and nobody would have really been thrilled. Picking Washington is the best case scenario. I know weather, getting into November in Happy Valley, it can be a little bit tricky, but I still think that environment is going to be great at night. Fans will be excited for it. And hell, if you get yourself a snowstorm, it's a hell of a visual. I don't know if I'd want to attend it necessarily or play in it, but it'd be certainly an interesting environment. I'm glad that this finally got done. So hop in the comments section. Let us know what you guys think about this. This week on State of State, I will be joined by Justin King later on this week, and we will be touching base on some of the gossip that is going around. And we will be touching base on some of the gossip that is going around right now in regard to Penn State football. Now, last week, we talked a little bit about some of the comments that Drew Aller has had in regards to his wide receiver. And Justin King and I speculated maybe there is a veiled shot at some wide receivers that are no longer here anymore. Now, we've talked about Dante Cephas, Malik McClain, Malik Mega, all transferring out. And oh, by the way, Keandre Lambert-Smith transferring to Auburn. Keandre Lambert-Smith this week, ironically, within the Believe Network on the Everything Auburn podcast, had some words to say that some have described as thinly veiled shots at Drew Aller. So this week we will be diving into that right here on State of State. Hop in the comments section, get at us on social media at State of State Pod. Like, comment, subscribe, rate us, turn on notifications. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally have the whiteout game for 2024. Penn State versus Washington on Saturday, November 9th. Time and network still TBD, but the Nittany Lions against the Huskies in a whiteout to welcome this former Pac-12 team into the Big Ten. That's the other layer of this, this brand new look Big Ten. I think that's a nice element to this as well. Yes, definitely would have liked this to have been against Ohio State. Circumstances beyond our control, beyond Penn State's control. This is what we got. I'm excited about it. Let me know how you feel about it. Penn State versus Washington, the 2024 PSU whiteout game.
Thank you all so much for joining us. This episode and our entire library of shows is available now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, let us know what you think of the show on social media and check out all of our content on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Search for the handle at State of State Pod. State of State is presented by Bet Online and by Blue White Outfitters.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.